Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. There was a time when the face of Queens was Archie Bunker, the comically bigoted dad from the 1970s sitcom All in the Family. Now, the face of Queens is probably an immigrant from South Asia or Central America or Eastern Europe. Queens has become one of the most diverse places on Earth, and its mix of languages and cultures is being celebrated in a new multimedia work called 1001 Voices, a Symphony for Queens. Joining us are the composer, Frank London, and the librettist and actor, Judith Sloan. Frank, Judith, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
1001 Voices, Judith, that's just barely an exaggeration, isn't
it? It isn't an exaggeration, but you're right. And I was reading Arabian Nights about 3 years ago, rereading it, and it was coming off of this project that Warren Lehrer and I had done, Crossing the Boulevard, mm-hmm. about new immigrants in Queens, and thinking about, God, if you tell a story, it keeps you living. So I came up with this line, 1001 stories to keep me alive.
And how many cultures are, in fact,
There's 167 languages spoken in Queens now. 8 years ago, it was 138. But that includes dialects. But we're including only four languages, mm-hmm. multi-languages, including English. No, five, including English.
And Frank, in terms of musical languages, I mean, you've written this piece for the Queens Symphony Orchestra, but also for elements of other sound worlds as well.
Yeah, there's Deep Singh will be the tabla soloist. Mm-hmm. And in addition, there's a violinist in the orchestra named
Dale Stuckebrook,
who not only plays the erhu, but he makes his own erhus.
That's the Chinese fiddle.
That's the Chinese violin. Okay. So we have the tabla, the erhu, the chorus, the mm-hmm. orchestra.
Now, Frank, I mean, some of our listeners will know your work with the Klezmatics over the years. You know, you've been a part of the so-called downtown scene here in New York going back to the 80s. What's the biggest challenge for you taking on a piece this big and this kind of sprawling and diverse?
Finding the time to actually do it in between everything else I'm doing. I mean, the thing about doing something large, my friends have all been joking, it's like the last scene in Singing in the Rain. It goes, hey, and now you can write your symphony, you know. but really, the thing about doing something large is it just takes more time mm-hmm. To do it. But I'm inspired by the community. You know, I sit there, I go, you know, Zorn can write some symphonies. Anthony Coleman writes symphonies. You know, they're my neighbors. We go out drinking together. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. We can find it. But really, it's the inspiration of the words, of the project itself, mm-hmm. of the sounds, of bringing together all the sound worlds that are both inside of me and inside of the orchestra.
Now, the orchestra is premiering this piece called 1001 Voices, A Symphony for Queens, on Sunday afternoon. It's a free event at the Colden Auditorium of Queens College, and Konstantin Kitsopoulos, who will join us in a moment, will be conducting the Queens Symphony Orchestra. So the premiere hasn't happened yet. What we're about to hear is a rehearsal.
This is a rehearsal tape
Just piano accompanying the chorus.
Piano accompanying and, like, you know, ceiling mics.
Right. So imagine the tabla and the Chinese fiddle and the symphony orchestra and this chorus singing the words of Judith Sloan and the music of Frank London.
Thank you.
little bit from the symphony called 1001 Voices. I almost gave you an 2000. Extra thousand there.
That's okay.
1001 Voices, a symphony for Queens. The composer is Frank London. The libretto by the writer Judith Sloan, who's with me. Constantine Katsopoulos will be conducting the world premiere. It's a free event Sunday at Queens College with the Queens Symphony Orchestra. Constantine, it's funny, during our, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
During our previous segment, we had callers saying, you know, tickets should be cheaper. There should be stuff to look at. You're doing a free concert with visuals.
With visuals, yeah, exactly.
What was the original idea here?
Well, the idea came from a New York Times article that I saw back in 2009, which was an article about Judith and her work with Irsay and Crossing the Boulevard. And so I read the article, was inspired by it, and called her. And we then set about the creation of this piece. And she brought Frank into the picture. And that's how we actually got started. The idea of doing a free concert is, with the Queen's Symphony, what we wanted to do is to serve our community in a more open way. And we found it very difficult to deal with the subscription model with the orchestra. So we changed everything and are now doing all free concerts.
Well, that's great. Justin Davidson was saying before how the audience is not, in fact, a single audience, but a deeply fragmented one. Queens, with this welter of communities and languages and cultures, is, in fact, many different audiences.
It sure is. And the thing about Queens as a borough is the people that live in one neighborhood don't necessarily travel to other neighborhoods. And so what we've done with this festival that we're doing is to bring the orchestra around the borough to serve as many people as we possibly can.
All right. Now, you mentioned Judith and Warren Lehrer having done this Crossing the Boulevard thing. Mm-hmm. You read about that, and that sort of set the gears in motion. Judith, you and Warren, Crossing the Boulevard is also about Queens.
It is, and it's
about... Do you guys live there? Or?
Yes, this is my home. I've been there for 21 years, and I think this is an evolution of that, because Crossing the Boulevard was mostly about people who came after 1965, so it's new immigrants. With this piece, I was able to go back 300 years, 400 years, and look at all this range. You know, I came when the slave ships came, after I came on a coffin ship, just all these kinds of things. And Warren... As the visual artist, you know, it moves in a way that actually, I think artistically, when we were collaborating, Warren and Frank and I would meet every week, and sometimes the visual would change slightly how I was going to write a poetic phrase, or it would change the music. Can you do something here, Frank, where we just have another note, because we can spread that out visually? And so that was a really interesting process, and also just including other languages in it, something that you said, John, before about who's coming. So if I have an Arabic actress who never goes to the symphony, but she is going to be in it, and this Russian beatboxer who now, instead of beatboxing, he's actually speaking the Russian. And so that means that all these people that wouldn't even go to a symphony and sit in the audience are bringing
part
their
friends,
and they're bringing their friends.
Yeah. We're speaking with Judith Sloan and with composer Frank London and conductor Constantine Katsopoulos about 1001 Voices, a symphony for Queens, with visuals by Warren Lehrer and Brandon Campbell. Now, you and Warren did this Crossing the Boulevard thing, again, storytelling, immigrants in Queens.
Exhibition.
In this excerpt, we have a refugee from Zaire recounting his tale of smuggling himself on a cargo flight, requesting asylum at JFK, and being held in detention there for 2 years. Here, he's finally released.
The light, the sun, I fell down because I'm used to the dark. I'm used to the industrial light. Coming now to see the sunshine, I was like dizzy, and I fell down. And now, even if I don't have anything, I'm enjoying the life because I know that I'm free. There's nothing better than freedom, but I'm still discovering it.
That is some lovely storytelling and music from the prior project, Crossing the Boulevard, about immigration in Queens, from Judith Sloan and Warren Lehrer. You worked with composer Scott Johnson elsewhere on that piece, now working with Frank London on the new work called 1001 Voices, A Symphony for Queens. So how is the story, crossing the boulevard, we hear the people's own voices telling their stories. How does the storytelling unfold in this work?
This unfolds more poetically, so I also took a lot of liberties and meshed things. We used a few outtakes and some things that we never got to perform from Crossing the Boulevard, like in the second movement. There's a line of, I'm going to enjoy the life because I have the human right now. So we ended up using some of those things. But I guess for the third movement, you know, I gave Frank the libretto for the first movement without music, but I had ideas of, oh, this could be this, and we're gonna loop this, and it was inspired by some of the stuff I had done with Scott, where I was working in Pro Tools and multi-tracking. But then by the third movement, he gave me this music. I went home, and I thought, I know what I'm gonna write to that.
So you wrote to the music.
Yeah, that was a really different process. And some of it was difficult because he wrote this crazy rhythm in the second part.
Actually, if you have a second, this was one of the most fun compositional moments. I wrote, like Judith said, I do all these different gigs. Mm-hmm, so I was thinking about my Balkan music, but taking in a new music sense, and wrote this weird thing with a bar of 12, bar of 10, bar of 12, bar of 10, couple bars of 7, couple bars of 5, it repeats.
And I was sweating.
So then we took an interview that Judith had done with a cab driver, or a couple of interviews.
Like a bunch of
some
different
interviews. And we said, how can we scan this to this weird rhythm? And it gets the awkward English quality. So it goes, the only real job I had in this country is driving a cab, which I found not that different from harvesting roses every day I get in my cab, meditate, so by the time I have contact with customers, the cab becomes a sacred space.
And wow.
Because he was doing the bump-ba, I was like, oh, if you take a wrong turn, because Queens is so confusing.
Oh, my God. You know, the corner of 67th Road and 67th Avenue.
Yes, and 67th Place.
It's horrible.
Soundcheck listeners, you can actually see and hear what Frank and Judith were just talking about. There is a clip from 1001 Voices, A Symphony for Queens, on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. We're talking a little bit earlier about, you know, attracting new audiences, and Judith, you know, bringing in all these different audiences to the Queen's Symphony Orchestra on Sunday. The orchestra, though, is such a Western invention. How do you get past that?
Well, I think we had talked about this early on. Constantine and I were talking about, can we infuse this kind of defiant spoken word energy inside and, you know, make it work with the rhythm? And also, what other instruments can we use? Because the orchestra is Western, but the drums came from somewhere.
Right.
I mean, all the music, all these instruments traveled before it ended up in, you know, a Western. So that's part of why we decided to use tabla, and we realized we could be using djembe, right?
And also, my influences, of all the influences in my music, classical music is pretty low on the list. Mm-hmm. I spent many more years in Queens playing with salsa and cumbia bands. So there's an entire section where we talk about the different workers and laborers, which actually, I mean, trying to decode my influence is difficult, but it's all comes from Eddie Palmieri. Before the Isaac
right,
Hayes
so it is
section, you know?
Very much a sounds like very much a New York happening.
It's a New York piece.
Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday afternoon. It's free. 3:00 in the Colden Auditorium at Queens College. Constantine Katsopoulos will conduct the Queens Symphony Orchestra. Frank London wrote the music. Judith Sloan wrote the text. And to the three of you, good luck with the premiere on Sunday. Thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much, John.
Symphony for Queens called 1001 Voices, wrapping up Soundcheck for today. Tomorrow, we're live in the green space Join us for our live webcast at 2 o'clock with the string band Punch Brothers, featuring mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele and guitar hero Khaki King. That's tomorrow, live on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.